Blackstone Audio presents Champion of the World by Chad Dundas. This book is read by Kevin Kennerly. For Courtney, Bee, and Fritz. Part 1. Master of the Hangman's Drop. 1. The clowns came to get him when it was time for the hanging. He met them outside his trailer. A half dozen of them, all dressed like cops, looking soiled and road-weary in their baggy blue uniforms, soda siphons hanging from their belts instead of guns and cuffs. No one spoke as they walked him down to the gallows, moving through the narrow alleys between the powerhouse trucks, costume tents, and animal cages, heading for the spot on the infield grass where the white tops of the carnival's 7 performance pavilions lifted like billowing clouds. With 10 minutes left before intermission, a few of the candy butchers had already returned their covered pushcarts to the backyard area. They stood leaning against them, smoking cigarettes in orange and white coveralls, bored expressions on their faces. At the back door of the big tent, he stopped to bounce a minute on his toes, a light dappling of rain blowing in off the bay, pricking up goose pimples on his bare arms and legs. One of the clowns made a sour face.
"You all right?"
His lipstick smile almost touching the corners of his eyes.
"You're looking a little chunky."
He ignored it, but the truth was, he was overweight. The night before, the ache in his bad leg had kept him up, and after the 2.5-hour jump from Monterey to San Francisco, he snuck down to the pie car and ate 3 pickles wrapped in ham. The pickles tasted good, but didn't fill him up, so he had a square of apple cobbler for dessert. He shouldn't have done.